Support for this podcast comes from Seattle Metropolitan Credit Union, proud sponsors of Street Sense. For more than 75 years, SMCU has operated for the benefit of its members, offering products such as Feel Good Checking that support local nonprofits. Info at smcu.com.
Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Metropolitan Credit Union, proud sponsors of Street Sense. For more than 75 years, SMCU has operated for the benefit of its members, offering products such as Feel Good Checking that support local nonprofits. Info at smcu.com.
Richard Hager, Maynard.
You ever try to drive anywhere in this town?
Oh, it's becoming a nightmare.
You can't. You can't go anywhere. So if I'm buying a house, I'm going to take that into consideration. And I'm just wondering how does that play really, truly in the real estate market? I'm thinking if I have to drive down Mercer from wherever I am to get home, I'm not buying the house.
I don't blame you. There's a couple of things. First of all, in the state of Washington, particularly in the Seattle area, our number of trips per household is below the national average, which means we don't travel quite as much as they do nationwide. But on the other side, back in the 80s, it was an average trip time of about 23 minutes, and now we're about 30 minutes of travel, and that's on average again. But you're right. You go down Mercer and some of these other places, it's a nightmare. And what you're starting to see is if people have to commute 30 miles or more, they don't want to do it right now. The gas is costing a lot, travel time, and it's just bogging it down more and more, which is a drag on our economy as we do this. And so we are seeing that homes that have more than a 30-minute travel time, their values are less. They're at the lower end no matter what. So the closer you are to work, the closer you are to a city center, Seattle, Bellevue, Kirkland, the more hip you are, you will find that property values have not decreased.
The more hip you are?
You're in, dude. You're there because you can hang out. Property values have maintained their levels. They're not too bad. But when you go out beyond Marysville or go down to Puyallup and other places like that, property values have taken a significant hit, without a doubt, and travel is one of those components.
We also have to kind of look at what's coming up, too, with construction, you know. Aren't they building some crazy new bridge to 520? They're going to redo that, and tunnels, and there's, you know, jackhammers and pile drivers going off. So when one is looking at a particular area, you got to take that into consideration.
Absolutely.
I would think.
No, people do.
For the hip buyer.
They ask real estate agents, and I would be asked that all the time, is, you know, what's going on with a freeway? Is a viaduct or a tunnel going to be here? And some of these people go, I don't want to go through that hell for 2 or 3 years. The heck with it. I want to buy in another area of town that bypasses that.
Yeah.
There's
no question
that it does.
The guy that synchronizes the lights on Mercer, if he could get them right, I'll buy him a beer. And I have one more thing that I want to ask you about. Sure. Bidding wars. Is that a good way to sell a house, bidding war?
It can be. You've got to be careful of what you're doing. There are several agents and companies that purposefully lower the price, the listing price of a house. And they, let's say the market value is $300, they will list it at $200 to $250 on purpose with the intent of generating a lot of income, a lot of people that have interest.
Well, if it's only worth $300, are people that gullible? They're going to be caught up in the frenzy and bid it up to $300?
Well, it's not necessarily gullible, but it is something that's happened. We just did an appraisal on a house over in Woodridge, and there was 5 offers on the house the first day. 4 of them were for cash, and they did bid the property up. Now, it's not going to work at the $2 to $3 million range, but it is certainly going to work at the lower price range, let's say below $600,000. It's a reasonable way of trying to market it, but you need a great real estate agent to help you on that one.
Okay, fine. I'll call you, Richard.
Thank
Richard
you.
Hager.
Maynard.